Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Good, and welcome to Capital Irish Radio, coming to you from the capital, Wellington, this Christmas Day 2022, broadcasting on 106.1 FM. You can reach us by email on capitalirishradio@gmail.com or check our Facebook page, Capital Irish, for updates every week. Firstly, and as always, we would like to thank our sponsors. So Butler's Irish Chocolate, Wellington Irish Trust, Hutt Valley Irish Society, and Peter and Susie McGuinness. Thank you so much for making this possible every week, and thank you for your support. So, seeing as you're all probably in the middle of setting up a barbecue, or maybe setting a Christmas table for Christmas lunch, we're going to have a show packed full of Irish Christmas songs today. I have tried to keep away from the more known ones. I think we're all probably at the capacity of Fairy Tale in New York. It's gotten enough airtime this year. But first up, what we're going to do is play a bit of a golden oldie. It was released back in 1950s, and that was created by Dennis Day. The song is Christmas in Killarney, so near and dear to my heart, written by American songwriters, but kind of made more popular by Irish artists in the last few years. It's been recorded by Bing Crosby in the 50s, the Irish Rovers in the early 2000s, and more recently, the Northern Irish folk band The Wren Collective. So we're going to start you off by playing Christmas in Killarney by the Wren Collective.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks from home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. Open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. Our hearts are light, our spirits bright, we'll celebrate our joy tonight. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks from home. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice to know and kiss your bro. I'll cuddle in under the mistletoe. The Santa Claus, you know, of course, this is one of the boys from home. We'll decorate the Christmas tree while all the family's here. Around a roaring fire, a cup of cheer. There's gifts to bring and songs to sing and laughs to make the rafters ring. It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks from home. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks from home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. Take the horse and sleigh across the fields of snow. Listen to the jingle bells and everywhere we go. Around the fields to click your heels and dance away the cheese and meal. It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks at home.
The holly green, the ivy green,
the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks at home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks from home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. So our next Christmas theme song, believed to have dated back to the 1800s. It goes back so far that they actually have no unknown author for this. Kurukuru is known as the Carol of the Birds. It's supposed to mimic the songs of the birds visiting the manger on the very first Christmas day. It's become quite the traditional Christmas song and is included in many repertoires by Irish singers from the Clancy Brothers to Danny O'Flaherty and many, many more besides. In later years, some major superstars have covered this song. Now, this is very much more for my niece Lily. It's the only Wiggles song that I actually know. And I really want to apologise for any people without kids. This is a very excited, very loud version of the song Kurukuru by the Wiggles.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
For many a bird did wake and fly. For many a bird did wake and fly.
To a manger bed with a wandering cry on Christmas Day.
Well, that was a very upbeat version of that song. I was able to witness a really amazing Wiggle impersonation by Marion in the booth here. If you really encapsulate the yellow Wiggle, I feel it was probably the key part, yeah. We really do need to get some kind of camera in here so that we can share footage online of that dancing. It was supreme. So moving on to a bit more of a traditional upbeat song. This is a Christmas song that Jackson Browne wrote, recorded by many, many famous bands, but the one we're going to play today is The Chieftains. They had it on their Christmas album, Bells of Dublin. It's a little bit controversial because it's a catchy folk song, so it's got that rebel kind of vibe to it, but it's kind of talking about Jesus as a social rebel fighting against injustice. So it's kind of a little bit taking a creative license with what Jesus may have been, or maybe if Jesus was in Ireland and, you know, the 1800s type vibe. This is Rebel Jesus by The Chieftains.
Filled with laughter and light, and the moon. We'll be gathering around the hearts and tables, giving thanks for God's graces. And the birth of the rebel Jesus, where they call him by the Prince of Peace, and they call him by the Savior, and they pray to him upon the seas. And in every bold endeavor, as they fill his churches with their pride and gold, and their faith in him increases. But they've turned the nature that I worship in from a temple to a robber's den. In the words of the rebel Jesus, pagan. On the side of the rebel Jesus.
Welcome back to the show. That was a much more rousing Christmas song than you usually hear. The next one up is a more popular Irish song, Donaghadh the Meitheamh. It's The Night in Bethlehem. This is more of a traditional reel, so some people reckon it dates back to the 7th century. There have been multiple recordings of this, a really haunting version by Anne-Marie O'Farrell in the 80s. Again, the Chieftains in the 90s did this version. Celtic Women did one for their Christmas Celebration album in 2006. But we're going to go off to Donegal now for Alton's version of Oíche do Meitheamh.
Thank you.
Welcome back. And we are definitely moving all about Ireland. We've done Killarney, Dublin, Donegal. Our next song up is Bells Over Belfast. This is an Irish song written by George Miller, recorded by the Irish Rovers, and it was on their Songs of Christmas album released in 1999. The song emphasises the rocky road that leads to peace and the importance of finding peace throughout the story of Christmas and the unity of Christmas. So now we have the Irish Rovers with Bells Over Belfast.
Dark and still, and the snow is tumbling down. This Christmas time, there's hope again for it all in Belfast town. With love and understanding, we'll find a better way. The gift of peace is ours now upon this Christmas day.
Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day.
Well, the star of light had filled the night many years ago, when the Magi found the blessed child who set our hearts aglow. And since that day of wonder will live forevermore, we hail the newborn King of Kings who opened the heaven's door.
Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day.
A rocky road that leads to peace, and a road that's hard to find, and them that never look for it, they're deaf and dumb and blind. People have their customs, religion and their laws, but we can stand together now, united in one cause.
Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day.
And sing the new year in and share a cup of cheer, and bring to health and happiness throughout the coming year. We'll put our differences aside, our troubles all behind, and take a cup of kindness yet for days of Auld Lang Syne.
Bells over Belfast, how merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day. Bells over Belfast,
and merrily they play. Peace and joy be with you on this Christmas day.
Welcome back to Cap Irish on 106.1 FM. So again, keeping in mind with our Across Ireland theme, we're now going to shoot down to Wexford and we're going to play the Wexford Carol. So this is a more traditional religious carol, obviously originated in Wexford and specifically in Enniscorthy. The version we're going to play today is from Anúna, who you may also know from the start of Riverdance. That's kind of their claim to fame. And this is going to be Aisling McGlynn as the soloist. And here is the Wexford Carol.
Good people all, this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. With Mary, this Christmas day in Bethlehem upon that morn, there was a blessed Messiah born. Near Bethlehem did shepherds keep their flocks of lambs and feeding sheep, God's angel did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. Prepare and go, the angel said, to Bethlehem, be not afraid, for there you'll find this happy morn. Sleep, babe, sweet Jesus born. With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds went this babe to find. And as God's angel had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold.
Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. Real haunting melody there and much more traditional Irish carol to play. I hope you're all having a good Christmas. Has anyone burnt the turkey yet? Or is that kind of prerequisite when you're barbecuing turkey? I'm still finding my way around some of the traditions. I know that at least it's going to be a more relaxing Christmas for everyone. I think that's the thing that's always so different about a sunny Christmas. There's not a lot of pressure on being cooped up inside all day. It's much more of a outdoor, you know, bring a plate kind of vibe. And also, as a reminder, Hutt Valley Irish Society. Remember the last Sunday of every month, they have a potluck dinner and you can bring a plate. I know they're going to be super active all over the Christmas time as well. So I want to again, thanks again to all of our sponsors. And of course to Marion, who's producing today, as always, being amazing and doing some great dance moves again. I'm still going to bring that up. I want to say Gurmila Mahagav, August Sunna Div. To play us out, we're going to use John Spillane's version of Silent Night. So this is Iha Cún.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.